Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, my beautiful listeners. This is Jude Albright. And I thank you for joining me for Love Your Addiction. I am sure that you are aware that everything on this planet has a life. That is, it's energetic. It has a vibration. Well, addictions have a life of their own, too. So, what if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be, what you are denying yourself? Love Your Addiction provides a dialogue between you, the listener, and me, Jude Albright, your host. Its purpose is to expose truths so that you can see, hear, and feel how to love your addiction for what it has shown you about you. I welcome you here today to see love in a very different light. I'm here to show you ways to recover from the belief that there is something wrong with you, that addiction has been bad. I'm wondering, how much of your life have you spent thinking about your wrongness? Well, what about your rightness? When you love something, like an addiction, and you appreciate it, you bring gratitude into your life. And when you're grateful, you become more loving. When you accept addictions and give them love, you're better able to see what they have been trying to show you about you. So with loving comes acceptance of yourself and what you've been through. And today, we are going to be looking at Recover the Christ in You, especially during this holiday season. What if, because of your addiction or codependency, you have lost sight of the real you, your Christ Creator self? No, this has nothing to do with religion, but rather it has to do with your authentic spiritual heritage. I am going to be discussing today how permanent recovery is possible through your Christ power, not the powerlessness that AA speaks of. Soul Steps gives you this experience. And I will be sharing the how-to in these 21st century 12 steps. I'm the author of Soul Steps, which is the next 12 steps to addiction healing and recovery. And my first step says, and I quote, "We admitted we were powerful beings, that we created our addictions so our lives appeared to be unmanageable." End of quote. Now, I'm asking you, what if you are the one causing you to feel and act powerless? What if the real lie is that we've been taught and programmed to believe that we are powerless over our lives? However, we are truly powerful beings, and we are in charge of our own experiences, and we have to remember that truth if we want our lives to change. So please join me in the chat room, which you can access at the bottom of your listening page, or I'd love you to call in at 516-453-9181. 516-453-9181 with your questions or your insights. We're all in this together. And I'm sure that each one of you, like me, desires peace and joy and love and abundance in your life. So let's get each other there. Let's get rid of our control issues, the depressions, the hatreds, the angers, despair, and lack, all of which, by the way, contribute to addictions. I am not out to try to change anyone. Only you can change you. I am simply a messenger of truths for you, which bring you new possibilities for a life of ease, joy, and fulfillment. I can be reached at beingrecovered.net, beingrecovered.net, because my judealbright.com is currently under construction and probably will be for a few more weeks. You can join me in conversation on facebook.com/loveyouraddiction. Okay, let's look at recovering the Christ in you. The Christ in you is not lost. It has never gone away. You have just put it somewhere. And many of you have forgotten where you put it. And when you're involved in an act of addiction or codependency, you sweep that Christ self elsewhere. And you tend to forget that you are the one responsible for your creations. Please understand that AA, in its first step, says, and I quote, quote, "We admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable," end of quote. That is a blatant untruth. And you can change that misperception and powerfully recover from any addiction. Now, I know there are many of you who are in the program who are listening to this and saying, "That's ridiculous, that's blasphemy, I'm powerless." Let's look at it this way and be real with yourself, and please be honest with yourself. Is that alcohol or drug or sex addiction or gambling addiction or prescription drug addiction really more powerful than you? Come on. You can't possibly believe that. You have control over yourself. You are the only one who has control over you. And you have control over yourself by your emotions and your thoughts, because they equal your creations. Now, a lot of people have a problem with the word control and power. They are two different words with two different meanings. You can only control and change what you created. You can't control another. You can't control their life. Many codependents want to do that, and they think it's their job to do that, and they do that because it's easier to focus on somebody else than it is on themselves. But bottom line, we are the creators of our life experiences. No one is doing anything to us. No one is creating your addictions. And if you want to let go of your addictions, and I know many of you do, you can't change something until you accept responsibility for creating it. You can't change what you didn't create. But you can change when you accept responsibility. However, when you accept AA's first step, its foundation that it's built on, that says we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, listen to what you're saying. You can't change it then because you're not accepting responsibility for it. You are giving the responsibility to the addiction for creating itself, for the alcohol, for the drugs, for causing you to do certain things. Yeah, the alcohol, the drugs, the addictions may assist in changing your personality to an addictive personality. However, they are not in charge. We're talking here about you being your own savior. When I say recover the Christ in you, please know that Christ means savior. And only you can save you. Nobody else can do it for you. They can beg you. They can force you into treatment. They can leave you. They can tell you how awful you are, but it is you that must be responsible for your creation and decide that you want to change it. Now, many of our religions have messed us up because they have told us that Christ came as a savior and he saved us from our sins. Really? No. What Jesus, the man we call the Christ, if you believe in him, what he did was to die on the cross to show you that we are all immortal, that we really can't die. Yeah, this physical body might crumble, but we, as Christs, as spirits, are here having a human experience. And we've done this many, many times over. So, by recovering the Christ in you, you have to raise your vibrations. You have to admit that you are a powerful being, and that you created your addictions so your lives appeared to be unmanageable. And appeared is the operative word. And when I talk about vibrations, I refer to actual energy that can be measured and that can be calculated, and that David Hawkins, in his book Power Versus Force, actually, on page 69, he has a map of consciousness where he calculates the vibrational rate of certain emotions. If you are going to believe in AA's first step, quote, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, powerlessness implies fear. It implies you can't do too much about it. Fear, according to Hawkins, vibrates at 100, which is very, very low. The lowest vibration that he calculates is shame, and shame vibrates at 20. Now, if you can admit that you are a powerful being, and that you can change your life by changing your emotions and your beliefs, then you can vibrate at love or acceptance or even joy and peace. And acceptance vibrates at 350, much higher than the 100 that fear vibrates at. Love vibrates at 500, joy at 540, and peace at 600. Who wouldn't want peace? Isn't that what we're all looking for? Isn't that what all of the marches are about? That we want to stop war, that we want to live in joy and peace together? Well, you're creating it in your own individual consciousness, which contributes to the mass consciousness of all of us on this planet. So as you change yourself, you are assisting change on the planet. Joy to the world. You've come at this time to help. Because we are in a problematic state right now with financial issues in most countries, with poverty in many countries, with governments that are crooked and that are deceitful. You have to become your own savior and admit that you are a powerful being. You're always casting your vibrational votes, always. And Abraham Hicks says, ask yourself, who am I? And I'm going to repeat that. Who are you? Keep asking yourself, who am I? And you will be delighted as the answers show up. They might not show up immediately, but you certainly are going to be shown that you are a powerful being. If you are experiencing crap and discomfort and disharmony in your life, please look at that as a mirror to what you're vibrating. Because if you were vibrating at 500, which is love, love of self, sending love out, you couldn't possibly have those lower vibrations show up in your life. I'm asking you to access your soul skills. That's really what we're talking about. We all came here as souls. And we have beautiful skills, but most of us fall into the trap of believing some of the garbage that we were told as children. And I'm going to call those wounds, and many people do. And today, what we have on this planet are wounded children trying to run governments. Trying to create harmony. Well, you can't create what you don't have inside. And yes, we all have harmony inside. It is part of the Christ in us. But if we have hidden that or destroyed it or harmed it in any way with our addictions, then it is hidden from us, and we act and react. Let me change that. We don't act. We react from our wounded child. So if your wounded child, let's say as a 4 or 5-year-old, you were misunderstood. Now, you didn't have to be savagely beaten or violently abused. It could be as simple as your parents telling you you'll never amount to anything. Or because your parents believed that they were worthless, they tried to instill in you that nothing will ever work for you and that life sucks. And a lot of people actually really believe that. Yeah, life sucks if you want it to. You're the one creating the sucking. Life can be beautiful.
joyful, triumphant, and all good things if you choose it. So in looking at the first soul step in soul steps, we admitted we were powerful beings, that we created our addictions so our lives appeared to be unmanageable. What if you looked at it this way? What if each of us as souls came to planet Earth as extensions of the creative force, the power, the God energy, the universal wisdom? I don't care what you call it. It doesn't matter what word you use. Excuse me. But most religions have, excuse me again, have a term for that supreme being. And most religions also teach us that we are children or extensions of that being. So, what if as individualized fragments of this power, we wanted to experience ourselves in human form here on this planet? And the way we chose to do that was through opposites or through dualities, hot, cold, light, and dark. Our planet is full of dualities. So as free will beings, we said, okay, we're going to experience various opposites, and addictions is going to be one of those opposites. And by doing that, we realized that we could then decide what we really wanted and recognize who we really are. I think that was quite clever of us. We wanted as our goal to remember that we have the power, and we've had it all along, to create and recreate and recreate again and uncreate and recreate again, to do that to ourselves in whatever fashion suits us at the moment. Until we really know the opposite, a lot of times we really can't appreciate anything. I'll take my life, for example. I grew up in the north where it gets very cold in the wintertime and the snow piles very high. Today, I live in sunny Florida, in southern Florida. It's about 80 degrees today. Up north, it's probably about 40 degrees. Because I've experienced the cold, I don't choose to ever live up there again, because I much prefer living in paradise in the Fort Lauderdale area. And maybe you've heard a lot of adult children say that they never really understood what their parents went through until they themselves had their own children. Well, you know, experience does offer a lot of learning on many levels, and it is our grandest teacher. So when we're experiencing addictions, we must be aware that we chose to do so. That we chose to do so, accepting the responsibility, that we might learn vital things about ourselves and our beliefs. And so when anyone turns to substances, whether they're chemical or thing-related, there is always a fear present and a need for relief of some kind, for a feeling of not being good enough. That fear being present is a vibration of 100, extremely low. But our souls had sent us here to recognize and to remember that we are pure magnificence. You are magnificent brilliance, each and every one of you. We are powerful, irrepressible beings. And we're the only ones that have forgotten that truth. So, what if life has been set up so we can experience dualities? Because we thought it would be very boring if things remained status quo and we had no expectations or goals or dreams or wants. So, yeah, our addictions have made our lives seem unmanageable and painful and out of control, and it may look like we have been powerless to those addictions and that they have taken control over us, but that is so not true. We set it up this way so that we could see that we no longer need to live unmanageable lives. It's up to each and every one of us to create the change for happiness if that's what we so choose. So I'm asking you once more, what if being addicted is not about what you do, but rather who you are refusing to be? What can you now be to create your healthy, loving lifestyle? We are all energetic beings, and with our emotions and thoughts, and as a group, we create the things that happen on this planet, including the election of President-elect Trump. Could we all now take this opportunity to be grateful for who we are and all the wonderful things we have in our lives? Because gratitude helps us move up to that high vibration of 500 and above. So what is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us. And the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. Please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth and your love. Remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, beautiful you. Please be thankful for you and all you do for this planet. This planet needs you. And with that, I am going to say, I'm sending you love, I'm sending you joy, and I'm sending you peace. It's up to you to be open to receive it and change your life if it needs changing.